Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. As mentioned in recent episodes of Energy Talks, the latest generation of power system testing solutions, such as the new CPX200 from Omicron, can be more accurately described as ecosystems made up of interrelated parts, such as compact and lightweight hardware, modular companion devices, as well as the latest innovations in performance, software, safety, and data analysis features. These parts work together to highly optimize the testing experience for users. In this episode of Energy Talks, we will take a more detailed look at one of these essential parts of the ecosystem, software. Omicron product manager Lucas Klingenschmidt joins me to talk about the critical role of software innovation in maximizing the potential of testing devices and the importance of software automation in enhancing user experience. More specifically, Lucas will describe how new innovative software features in Omicron's CP Expert software have been designed to substantially optimize ease of use, data handling, and decision-making, together with Omicron's new CPX200 modular power system testing device and Cortex Grid cloud-based data management platform. Finally, Lucas will address the need for ongoing software evolution to meet the constantly changing demands of the power industry. So without further delay, hello, Lucas. Welcome back to Energy Talks, and thank you for joining me for this episode about new innovative features in Omicron CP Expert software that will revolutionize power system testing for many years to come.
Thank you for having me, Scott. Looking forward to our talk.
Thank you very much for taking the time. Lucas, how does software represent an important part in the ecosystem of power system testing devices?
Software is the brain of our testing devices. For state-of-the-art hardware platforms like the CPX200 and the HUX10, the software's job is to maximize their potential. It's what gives our users the precise control, the advanced automation capabilities, and the seamless integration for easy and straightforward testing.
Lucas, how is software typically used with power system testing devices?
The job of our users is to utilize our equipment and perform various tests to determine if the asset or installation is sound or if maintenance, repair, or replacement activities needs to be done. To do so, especially with offline expert testing equipment like the CPX200, the asset needs to be taken offline. Taking an asset offline costs the operator money. So the primary job of the software, specifically its design and functionality, is to provide the user, along with the testing hardware, with a tool that allows for the rapid capturing of the required data points. We know that being on-site in the field can be stressful. Therefore, we want to provide software that just does what the tester needs.
Device software has been a powerful tool for performing tests and analyzing results. How has it evolved over time?
As you know, I have product management responsibilities for the CPC100. Omicron's first multifunctional commissioning, maintenance, and diagnostic test equipment for medium and high voltage asset. The year the CPC100 was introduced, 2001, was a different world. The cloud was simply called a server, there were no smartphones, and the internet was still in its frontier years. Now, in 2026, the world and user expectations have changed, and they will continue to do so. In our industry, we see a powerful trend of increasing digitization. But what does this mean for test device software? Test results are fundamentally data points. What was previously recorded with pen and paper is now not only reported via PDF or Microsoft Word, it is increasingly integrated directly into a user's own system for automated assessment, predictive maintenance, and other tasks. Systems are becoming more complex because we seek to automate more and more of our lives. This is partly a necessity to compensate for declining workforce while striving to maintain our standard of living. This pushes our software to handle more sophisticated automated test sequences. With this framework established, we know exactly what our software needs to ensure. First, easy and fast testing. The software must simplify complex processes to allow quick execution and reliable results capture. Second, high-quality data acquisition. It must capture as many high-quality data points as possible. And third, the user empowerment. The software must cater equally to both the asset owner, who seeks deep, reliable diagnostic information, and the service provider, who needs an easy, efficient experience for testing and generating a professional report. Our software must evolve to make everyone shine in the best light.
Software helps to automate many aspects of power system testing. Lucas, could you describe what is automated during testing to make it easier, safer, and more efficient?
Easy means that the user can cope with any situation in the field with confidence. Consider performing a ratio test on a current transformer. Outputting current and measuring it back is basic. But what happens when the secondary side cannot be easily disconnected? Or if the user needs to measure the burden in addition, perhaps taking readings directly from the relay? The field situations vary wildly. Our automation ensures that these different scenarios are captured and that the software can easily guide the user to perform the correct measurement sequence, regardless of the complexity in the field. Testing, especially at higher voltages, requires caution and care. On the CPX200, we have implemented several features to ensure that performing safe tests is easy for everyone. One key change is the new active safe workflow. The CPX200 first needs to be set to an execution ready state before the measurement can be starting with a swipe or a click. When changing from safe to active, the LED colors and the title bar in the software change. This provides an immediate, highly visible cue even to people who are not familiar with our industry that the system is ready to output high voltages or currents. Beyond this, our software is designed around the goal of being the safest device for primary assets, incorporating many other features, from adaptive wiring diagrams down to validity checks between nameplate parameters and settings. Efficiency means achieving maximum productivity with minimum wasted effort. I have many examples, but one particular important feature was the effort to bring the software on the device and the software on the PC together from a data perspective. The companies operating our equipment often employ a wide range of test engineers, seasoned experts who handle diagnostic testing via PC, and newer staff who may focus on typical standard tests. The new engineers often prefer the device screen for the easy tests, as no laptop is required and everything works out of the box. However, the company ultimately needs standardized datasets and reports. Our software now provides the possibility to perform the tests in the field and then make any necessary addition or adjustments on the PC. Since entering data via keyboard is sometimes more comfortable than on a touchscreen, and this flexibility ensures efficiency for all skill levels while standardizing the final documentation.
Very interesting. Lucas, how important has customer feedback been in the development of the CP Expert software for the CPX200?
We visited many customers during development of CPX200 and CP Expert, leading to fruitful exchanges and test sessions. You know, some months you need to spend an awful lot of time in your office, working closely with the development team to iron out the right solution. But getting back to our users and visiting them in the field always freshens up the perspective. Things which we might have thought were important often turn out not to be so critical after all. Conversely, other features that were not even on our radar sometimes prove to be essential. Our goal is always to develop the stuff that truly matters to our users within our best and fastest capabilities.
Very good. So based on their testing experience in the field, what added or optimized functionality do users require in the latest power system testing devices?
Let me rephrase the question a little differently.
Please.
What functionality do we need to have to make life easy, not only in the field, but over the whole life cycle of the asset? The CPX200 is a multifunctional test system for primary assets. However, many users have additional test equipment performing similar or different kinds of tests, typically with the goal of creating a comprehensive picture of the asset, or perhaps even the entire substation. But how do you achieve this comprehensive picture when different test devices with different software platforms are being used? One thing we are seeing is that the lifetime of the captured data needs to be prolonged. When an engineer or manager switches roles or changes companies, they want to take the critical data with them. It's the same challenge as when changing from an iPhone to an Android device. You expect to sync your contacts, your messaging history, and your photos, all of your essential information. This data portability and synchronization has been one big pain point we have consistently observed, as it has been truly difficult to manage across various platforms until now.
Very interesting points. Lucas, please describe how the resulting CP Expert software meets these requirements and revolutionizes power system testing with the CPX200.
The resulting CP Expert software, together with Cortex Grid, Omicron's cloud solution, meets these requirements by integrating a common data model. This model allows users to easily reuse, compare, analyze, and report data from various Omicron test devices, such as the CPC100, the Strano 600, CT Analyzer, and of course, CPX200, all within one centralized hub. And this is what excites us quite a lot. Think about it. The CT Analyzer, the benchmark for CT manufacturers. Once the asset is installed or operational, its initial testing results are typically filed away. Now, having one centralized system in Cortex Grid, where CPX data can also be fed, allows us to broaden our view beyond just a single testing session. Comparing excitation currents, ratio, winding resistance, and other information over the asset lifetime opens up new possibilities within the decision-making. Let me give you another example. Let's say you test a power transformer and are not yet quite sure how to interpret the data. You could now upload the data directly to Cortex Grid and utilize more diagnostic tools right there in the field to reach the right conclusion. This is crucial because the sooner the information is available, the better decisions can be made, especially in an area where testing time is limited and crucial decisions need to be made immediately. The unified data platform ensures that the data works for you throughout the entire asset lifecycle.
Interesting. So I just want to clarify one point. When coming to a conclusion based upon the data, you're really relying on previous data to compare that to the current data so that you can see differences and trends that may indicate a problem. Is that correct?
Yes. So there are different kinds of tests. Some tests, they have assessment rules where we say pass, fail, investigate. But in a lot of cases for the tests, you see how have the test results evolved over time. And the first data point, which we are typically having, is from the manufacturer, called FAT, Factory Acceptance Test Results. And this is often a benchmark to compare to the current testing sessions. If you see changes in the deviations, you might already know there might be something faulty. And not only having, you know, this narrow view within the tunnel, but having this wider scope, this helps quite a lot with decision-making. And as well, the second point is, for example, in the cloud, in Cortex, you have a transformer. You're not 100% sure what to take of these results. But maybe you have in your database as well sister transformers, so transformers of the same brand, same type, which has as well been tested. So you often look up, okay, which results had this transformer, which I have evaluated either as good or bad, and how does this compare to my current testing session with the results? To get a good gut feeling, is this now all right or not? And so far, this had not been possible, but now with Cortex Grid, you can do it.
Very good. Thank you for that explanation. Lucas, what aspects of the CP Expert software are new to power system testing, and how do they optimize user experience with the testing device?
A great example for me is the new CP Expert capability for the three-phase current transformers. The possibility to manage and test three current transformers per test view. You know, when I went out with the CPC doing CT tests, I had everything I needed via the PTM software. A complete CT nameplate, test automation, and great reporting. But I always thought it would be neat to test three CTs in one document. Because in the field, you typically see three phases of CTs, not just one. We even knew that some users faked the data management by adding three separate tests, naming them, for example, CT ratio phase ABC. While I understand the user's desire to reach their testing goal as fast as possible, having to tweak the report afterwards also costs a lot of time. That's not efficient. Therefore, it was important for us in CP Expert to offer this out of the box. This adaption not only prevents users from needing to get inventive just to do their job efficiently, but it also provides a simple possibility to visualize, compare, and report the CT course across the three phases using a single test view and report page. These small adaptations, like providing an easy way for visual comparison and reporting all on one page, are little details for our users, which they seem to like most about our software.
Lucas, do users have to be experienced in power system testing to work with the CP Expert software? And what makes it easy to use, even for those just starting out in testing?
Assuming the individuals we are talking about have the proper electrotechnical education and training required to be allowed to perform testing, then the answer is no. Users do not have to be highly experienced in power system testing to work with CP Expert software. We designed our software around the aspect of being as easy as possible. Features like clear wiring diagrams, immediate LED signalization, integrated help functions, and many other small features make it straightforward for users to utilize our systems, often without extensive product-specific training. I think what truly makes it easy is that the user just needs to add the test, wire the system as indicated in the diagram, and press start. The rest of the complex automation, calculation, and safety check is taken care of by our software.
Lucas, how does the CP Expert software help users accurately interpret measurements with the CPX200 testing device?
The best tests are the ones where standards like IEC or IEEE have defined specific assessment criteria. If available, CP Expert will show the recommended interpretation directly, out of the box, based on these official guidelines. This provides an immediate go-no-go assessment tied to global accepted standards, which greatly simplifies the decision process. Another example is the newly developed circuit breaker timing test. The software automatically calculates all the required opening and closing times. When chosen, the associated motor and coil current curves are displayed and automatically analyzed to make interpretation smooth. The ability to see the raw data, the automatically calculated results, and the corresponding standard assessments all in one place allows users to accurately confirm the condition of the asset quickly. And you know, Scott, when users are unsure on how to interpret results, Omicron has a big and profound technical support and application engineering team, available 24/7. This ensures that even the most complex or ambiguous measurements can be fully understood and acted upon.
Lucas, how will the CP Expert software continue to meet future power system testing requirements?
CP Expert will continue to grow together with the CPX200 and the Cortex Grid platform. We are currently at version 1.0. We at Omicron believe in the very long lifetimes of our products, 20 years plus, and they will continuously evolve with new applications, tests, and functions throughout the period.
Very similar to the CPC 100, over all those years in its use, it went through various updates to stay current with what was being done in the field.
Yes, it did. And we will do the same with the CPX 200. It's now the starting point. I always say the first version is the worst version. And I think even now our first version is the exceptional good. And now as well with the CPX 200, we will see new features, applications 10 years down the road. And I think this has quite a lot of worth. Competitors, they might, I don't know, give updates for 5 years and then moving on to the next product. And I guess when our customers like that, we have so long product lifecycle support of our devices. We have customers who are still using CPC 100 that's now as well nearly 25 years and they're still working. We maintain them, we calibrate them, we repair them. And I think this is one of the big strengths of Omicron. And with the CPX 200, we will continue to do so.
Lucas, thank you very much for joining me for this episode of Energy Talks to tell us about the latest software innovations that are revolutionizing power system testing.
Thank you, Scott.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.